This is Twit.
I took a camera today and I walked around because there's been a lot of talk, good and negative, about the new Xenia.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, Bob, and I was out there today along with you, and it is fabulous, the transformation that has gone on. It's clean. It's beautiful. The vendors are happy. They're surprised how good it is.
Yes, because so, a lot of us had... We had some negatives about it.
We didn't know.
Let's run through a few of these.
We're going
to do them really quick. So we've seen that. That's the fairground. And that next shot is some of the trucks coming in. The food trucks are amazing. I stood on a... That is the men's bathroom. And the reason I took that... No, this is serious. Yeah. They have showers.
Showers, just in case.
Yes. Yeah. And they're clean. And the women's bathroom and all of these bathrooms you'll see in a little bit are tornado shelters. And they couldn't fit everything in, so they brought in these huge tents.
These are beautiful tents. These are chalets. These are the same kind of tents that you see in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
And this is actually, that's building six the chalet.
Each building has the little venue of who's in it. And there's one of the larger buildings is setting up inside.
And they're bright. And look at the floor. You can see the floor, and it's clean.
Yeah, hold that a minute, Brian. The reason I took that, all of you that have been to Dayton, you know what it's like. We've got drop cords from the ceiling have been taped up 50 times.
Right.
And all kinds of plugs that UL not approved.
No.
I want everybody to see what they have done. That's all beautifully done.
Beautifully
inspected.
Done.
Inspected.
That's
good,
right.
Good
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. The electrical inspector was out today. And, a whole Greene County is very safety conscious. So we should feel good about it.
Well, that's because this place was blown away 10 years ago.
It was.
And it's all new.
It's all new.
So next, Brian, thank you. We'll run through the rest. That is the ICOM crew putting up their massive, the whole thing of what they had at Hera. But a little different.
A little different. And they've only had a few months to put this together.
Yeah.
And, boy, what a tremendous, the ICOM booth and a lot of booths are really going to be special this year.
Okay. Everybody asked me. And there it is. The Budweiser,
guy is here. Hi.
Hi.
Hey. Photobomb.
All right. Cool. Yeah, we do have the Budweiser and all
beer.
The good.
Yeah.
And we'll move on to some of those trucks that are here. It's just amazing. We had some really good beef sandwiches today, some chicken sandwiches. And then around the corner is the homemade ice cream.
You didn't have that at Harry.
I didn't have that. I haven't had that for a long time. And what's cool about it, that is a little one-lung John Deere tractor running the pumps to make the ice cream.
Right on site.
Right there.
At Hamvention.
And it's just great. And the big towers.
The big Lufso Tower, all the way from Japan.
I didn't know they'd be there. They are.
Yeah. And can you take that on carry-on?
I don't know. There's the base of that tower. It's amazing if none of you have seen it. And I'm sure there's a few guys in this room that have that tower.
How about these for forum room?
Look at this forum room. I was so happy. 350 all brand-new chairs, clean,
air-conditioned,
and there's some more bathrooms there. And I took the next picture because that tells you that all the restrooms are tornado shelters.
Just in case.
Just in case.
But the weather does not look bad for the weekend.
So. And I took this. This is behind our booth. And, at Dayton, we always had drop cords, just terrible-looking things. Every booth has GFIs, and that's their internet box for our building. And it's all high-speed.
High-speed internet for all the vendors.
Had to do this. They were practicing today. These are the guys running the trotters.
That's right.
And that was really cool. The next shot show what's behind him. That's where the flea market is going.
And it looks like it's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it looks good, I have to tell you. And there's my crew setting up our booth and the Ham Nation booth. And I want all the folks to coming to stop by Building 5, which is the Hertz building.
Right.
Because we have a whole end of the booth that Adara has given Ham Nation.
There's a happy guy.
Well, Gordo took that. So I said, okay, Gordo, I took Gordo's picture. And in closing, what could be better?
What could be better? Happy Gordo and a happy K9 EID.
Well, we just wanted to bring you a little bit to the viewers and let them see what's out here. Because when you get here, it's not quite what we all heard.
It is very special. It'll be the first time for all of us.
That's right.
We all get to start
over.
And how fortunate we are to share this with our friends.
You got it. Thanks, Tim, for all. And we'll catch up next time.
Okay, Bob.
Okay, very good.